The federal government recently released its 2018 National Climate Assessment, the fourth such report. Scientists from 13 federal agencies served up sobering reading. Extreme hot weather more common, cold weather more rare. Extreme weather events are picking up, from hurricanes to wildfires. Sea levels are rising, and the report warns that could force tens of millions of people living in coastal areas to move inland. What about the Great Lakes and climate change? Jenna Jorns is one of the writers of the Midwest chapter of this landmark report. Jenna is with the Great Lakes Integrated Sciences and Assessment Center, a joint effort of the University of Michigan and Michigan State University. Jenna, headlines about this report have words like chilling, ominous, devastation. How do you describe what's in it?
I think it is startling to some. The Midwest chapter focuses on risks and adaptation, so I think it's a lot more tangible to be able to relate to impacts happening in their own region. So it can and hopefully serves as a wake-up call to a lot of people in the region.
So let's talk about the Great Lakes, because we forget, those of us who aren't scientists, of all the ways that Mother Nature works with the Great Lakes to create our weather and how climate is affected.
Yet the Great Lakes influence our weather and climate every day. They moderate the maximum and minimum temperatures throughout all the seasons, and they influence the cloud cover and precipitation that we get in all seasons as well.
So let's talk about the major ways the Great Lakes are changing, that what's in this report in response to climate change. What's happening to the surface temperature?
So the surface temperature of the water is increasing. We've seen that in all the lakes in all seasons.
All right, so that's going up. What about ice cover?
So ice cover on the Great Lakes is declining.
It's going down. How about lake levels, summer evaporation?
So lake levels are more uncertain. They fluctuate naturally, and the research shows more likely than not that they will decrease a little bit in the future, but the projections are much more uncertain there.
So what are some other ways that we're seeing climate change affect the Great Lakes?
So we're seeing changes in the way that the lake water circulates, the way that the surface and deep water mixes, which is important for exchanging oxygen and nutrients that support our food webs.
Yeah, now this is called destratification.
Yes.
And I think, I dare say, most people aren't familiar with what that is. So explain to us in simple terms, what is destratification? What happens?
So in lakes, the same as in oceans, the surface water is much warmer and the deep water is much colder. And throughout the course of a year, as temperatures change, the temperatures of those two different layers change. So naturally, those two layers mix in the spring and in the fall. The surface waters bring oxygen down to the deep, and then the nutrient-rich deep waters come back up to the surface. So as climate change warms the surface layer, it changes the frequency and the rate that those two layers mix. We're seeing that that mixing is happening sooner, earlier in the year, and the projections show the mixing in the fall may actually not happen even at all, and we have seen that in Lake Superior.
I've got to imagine this is very important for the health of animals, of the fish,
sure,
and the plant life.
Nutrients and oxygen feed up the food web from the bottom up. That affects how algae grow, and that affects how fish grow.
How are we seeing the makeup of species in the Great Lakes changing? How have we seen it change as the climate is changing? And what might we see?
So the ecosystems are very complex, which is not a surprise. So they're affected by mainly the increase in temperatures in the surface waters. Now, for some fish species, that could mean increased growth rates. Fish are able to thermoregulate, which means they can move vertically within a lake to the temperature where they're most productive, which could be positive for native fish, but that also has the same effect on invasive species.
The ones we do not want in the Great Lakes.
Exactly. So how that same climate impact could affect native and invasive species, we don't yet know.
So that's to be determined. And if we're thinking out ahead, how far out are we looking as far as when we're really going to feel the brunt? Or we're already there?
So we are already seeing changes in the lakes. I think that much is made very obvious in the Midwest chapter. And the climate projections look out to between 50 and 100 years. One thing that we can do is to use climate science to plan for the future. And to do that, we rely on global climate models. We already talked about how the lakes are very important for regional weather and climate. Mm-hmm. But in global climate models, the lakes themselves are often missing or not represented well. So there's a gap between the local climate projections that we need and the credibility of global climate models in the region. So there's a group of regional climate modeling experts led by a team at the University of Michigan that's working on that exact problem, trying to evaluate and analyze global climate models for their appropriateness in the region to provide guidance specifically for decision makers to use the best possible information in our decisions.
Jenna Jorns is with the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability and also the Great Lakes Integrated Sciences and Assessments Center. She was a part of writing the Midwest chapter in the 2018 National Climate Assessment. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.